Food Dude and Friends is brought to you by Visit OKC, inviting you to experience the energy, excitement, and welcoming spirit of Oklahoma City. Learn more at visitokc.com.
My pizza about partner, Rob Kristner, how are you doing, man?
Excellent, Dave.
Are you hungry for pizza right now?
That's a great question. Yes, I am.
Yes, you are.
It's getting that time.
Pushing towards the noon hour.
Yeah.
With the little pizza voice. Tell me about your pizza voice. Folks, this guy here loves pizza more than anybody I know. We all have an inner voice. Rob does too, but he also has an inner pizza voice. And it's always talking to him. It's always echoing in the background of the other voice, whispering sweet somethings into his ear about where to get a pepperoni pie.
Indeed. You know me already.
No,
that's
I know.
Hilarious.
That's why we hang out, because I, on the other hand, I'm a little crusty when it comes to pizza, so to speak. You know, the love isn't there for me like it is for you. And I want it. I want that. I want you to share. And he has been. It's been amazing. How many places have we been now?
We've been to quite a few.
Something like that.
We've been hitting the road, buddy.
Let's talk about it.
Well, you're right. Like, I have this thing with pizza that's always been a part of my life.
Yeah.
You know, my grandparents opened one of Ohio's first pizzerias. You know, so it's a family thing. And, you know, every victory, every, you know, celebration, every family gathering, it's always been, you know, what's the pizza that we're going to have in this one?
Yeah,
my parents have, you know, huge pizza critic, tendencies. My sons.
Yeah.
You know, are super pizza critics. And
so you're saying it's genetic?
It could. Yeah, I think so. It's very possible that it is. Yeah. But yeah, so it's just like, I'm constantly thinking about what's the next pizza. And, you know, I had pizza this week. I kind of have to control it even, Dave. Like, I'm attempting to do
anymore.
Like, oh, no, for sure.
You can't do it that way.
I'm attempting to do one pizza per week.
Okay.
I'm kind of failing, but, you know, I'm trying.
When you fail, are you failing forward or failing backward?
Well, forward, because I'm having more pizza.
More than one. Yeah, that's what I had a feeling. That's what it was. You're not falling short of one pizza a week. You're overachieving.
I snorted. No, I will. No, I'm probably never going to go a full week without pizza, because
that would be nonsense. That'd be chaos.
It would feel like I'm losing in life.
All right. Well, you said you've been somewhere recently. Where have you been recently?
Well, this week I went to a place called 10 Star Pizza Kitchen in downtown Ardmore.
Downtown Ardmore. Okay.
Was there for a work thing.
Okay.
And, you know, downtown Ardmore it's coming up, and it's pretty cool. And, you know, I found this pizza place down there. I talked my coworkers into going.
Yeah, of course.
And it was a delight. It was, it's like that thin crust thing. It had like nice crisp. It was, you know, it was sturdy. It was great sauce. It was like everything that, you know, that I want.
Right, right.
It was dynamite, and it was just really good. I can't wait to go back to Ardmore for that.
Ardmore, there you have it, folks. There is right there, breaking news, right from the pizza horse's mouth. 10 Star.
Ten Star.
Next time I'm headed south, that's where I'm going to go.
Yep.
Now, I've never been there, but you and I, we have been to a number of places. Like I said, about a dozen so far. Highlights. Talk to me.
Well, we've been to Datto's.
Yep.
Datto's won the Oklahomans thing.
They won the Oklahomans thing.
Surprising upset over Hideaway Pizza,
yep.
Which you know I love as well.
Yes, you have a history with Hideaway Pizza, former marketing president.
Yeah, I was the marketing director for Hideaway.
Yeah, director, yeah.
We went to Woodward Pizza when we couldn't get into place in Arcadia.
We'll get into that one.
And that ended up, I mean, that could be my favorite pizza in Oklahoma. I've got four that are competing for that.
Okay, let's walk through them. So Datto's is one.
Datto's is my favorite New York style right now.
So that's okay. That's what I was going to say. So Datto's represents the New York style. And well, they should, because they are treating their water into New York water.
Yeah, and it's the thinnest.
Yep.
Their sauce is like the tangiest. It's like, you know, it's got that crunch when you bite into it.
If you're going for a slice.
It's amazing.
That's where I'm going. I mean,
I'm
with you. To me, it's my favorite pepperoni pizza, and I know that we always have to have a pepperoni. That's Rob's go-to.
It's my baseline.
That's the baseline, and it's not, you know, that one in particular just really is like, oh yeah.
Yeah, Datto's is
nice balance.
It's fantastic.
And then the perfect everything.
Yep. Yeah, and then Woodward's in Edmond.
Yes, Detroit style,
ice house.
Right?
It's Detroit style,
yes.
And it's fluffy, but not heavy. It's light.
Yeah.
It's like got the crispy edges. It's like the perfect expression of Detroit style pizza.
I agree. Yeah.
if you love Detroit style pizza, like that's it. I mean, by far, that's the
plus
best place.
Plus, you can burn your face off there too. What was that thing we got with the massive flame?
Yeah, I don't know what it was called. Yeah, it was that appetizer.
That was the cheese. It was the flame cheese. The flame
and like the
cheese.
Garlic oil sauce or whatever. Yeah.
So if you like,
you
burning
about
your
lost
face
some eyebrows.
Off, yeah, I did. It made for a great picture.
yeah, so that was amazing.
Yes,
too.
Okay. So there's a New York and there's a Detroit.
And we went to Hall's.
Hall's, yeah.
Hall's had that awesome gluten-free crust that pizza. Zeke likes.
Yeah.
Tracy Zeke PR.
Shout out, Tracy Zeke. And yeah, it had that. It was a rice flour, as I recall.
Yeah.
And it had not a heavy rice flavor, but like sort of an underlying rice flavor. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, it was like, I actually liked that better than the regular crust.
Yeah, and I thought the regular crust was good too, but no, the rice crust I really, really liked.
Yeah, and we did sauced on Paseo.
You know what?
Radical transformation over there.
Yeah, I mean, when you go from like what it was in the very, very beginning to this, you know, just very loose slice shop, you know, that was kind of halfway open by there after a while. And now it's like this well-oiled machine for families, for adults, for gamers, for you name it. I mean, they've got it all.
Yeah, it's impressive.
It is.
It's impressive.
It is. And the pie's really good.
And that pie, it changed.
Yes. Yeah, Quinn Carroll, Chef Quinn Carroll, we learned that Quinn is almost as obsessive about pizza as Rob.
I instant fan of that guy.
Yeah.
The second he started talking about pizza, it was obvious that he's one of us.
Paisans.
Pizziolo. Yeah, he knows his stuff, man, and I love what he's doing at Sauced, and it makes me want to go. It's sounding really good right now, actually.
Yeah. Well, that's it, folks. We'll see you later. Now,
check
I should explain. That's
too.
How we're doing this. We're doing these things by the number. We break it down. We have five categories that we judge the pies on, and just do a score without saying favorite, least favorite, anything like that. We let the numbers speak for
crust, sauce.
Yeah, crust, sauce, toppings.
Cheese, toppings, X factor.
And then there's an X factor. It could be service. It could be, oh my gosh, those oatmeal pies at Sauce.
Oh.
Little Debbie, you're in trouble.
The surprise
Little
banger.
Debbie, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
If they ever go big with their oatmeal marshmallow.
Oh, the cream in that.
Dude.
Yes.
Yeah, we walked away with a couple of those. I didn't have mine that day. Rob did.
I snacked on that all week.
Yeah, and then like late that night again, eat it, which I did the next day, and you were right.
Yep.
That was some X factor.
Yeah, also X factor might be like music.
Yeah, I'll go back to Sauce. Sauce had the highest X factor for me. It was I gave him a perfect score.
Because that arcade environment?
Because you had the arcade. You have a great patio.
Yep.
You have a place for the whole family. And you have a full service bar where you can get full service pizza. Oh, and then you have the oatmeal cookies.
Oh yeah, and you're right there in the middle of the Paseo.
Exactly. So it's like everything
walkable.
Like everything outside the pizza is kind of perfect.
Yeah, I agree. It's a cool environment.
It's pretty hard to beat as far as X factor is concerned. Let's go. Like, what do you like? What is your favorite kind of crust? Like, if you're you make pizza, we should mention this. Now, do you try? Do you make your favorite kind of pizza, or is the best kind of pizza you make one that isn't necessarily your favorite kind?
Oh wow, that's a great question. Typically, not surprisingly, probably to anybody that knows me, I'm probably gonna make the Detroit style pepperoni.
Okay.
Nearly every time.
That's your favorite, just to have.
That's my favorite food, maybe in the world.
Okay.
Okay. It's kind of a perfect thing, and it's hard to beat, and you know, so sometimes I'll do, you know, 50-50 so I can make sure that I get that or whatever, and the other half is going to be something wild. Mm-hmm. There was a season in my life where I was cooking pizza and eating, and I was making my own sourdough. Uh-huh. And I was having pizza three or more times a day for a month and a half, 2 months maybe, and so during that phase I was using like cornmeal for, you know, the crust, and I was like trying every cheese and every sauce
thing,
combination, and it was glorious. And yet at least once a day I was gonna have a Detroit style pepperoni, just, you know,
that's the go-to
for my heart.
That's it. I get it. Okay, so Detroit style is your favorite. Yeah. And you've made it,
but I also do a hand tossed, you know.
You do them all.
I can't do, you know, Neapolitan style pizza at home because my oven doesn't get very
hot enough. Yeah,
so that's why Detroit style is the easiest. It's like, you know, it can cook a little bit longer.
The closest thing to like what you'd have at home too. Like it kind of looks like something that mom made in a casserole or something like that with the high edges and stuff.
Yeah. And I do grandma pizza too.
Yeah.
That's kind of an easy one to make at home. Yeah. But man, I'm getting really hungry now.
Well, before we get, so we want to talk a little bit about the future, you know, and like, where haven't we been that we need to go?
Well, we definitely have to take a road trip. Yeah. There's pizza places popping up all over the state.
As you mentioned, there's a great one in Ardmore.
Yeah, right. And, yeah. You know, I saw one in Yukon recently, Yukon Pizza Company, that I want to check out.
Yeah.
I want to check out Heavy D's and like Southside.
Oh, Flower and Fennel up in
Flower
in,
and Fennel.
In
we still got to get to that Arcadia.
Yeah, we got to get out to the Pizza Shack.
Pizza Shack.
We're coming. Even Salmonella's up in Tahlequah. That's an interesting. It's been years since I've been to that place.
Now that place is dynamite too. Yeah. I love the vibe. That's X Factor.
All
X Deluxe.
That place is X Factor.
I got to get you to Tulsa.
Okay.
There's two pizzerias there right now that are competing for my top pizza in Oklahoma.
Okay.
Four pizzas overall are sort of like all neck and neck, and I can't really decide. And it's like.
Well, if you know, hopefully we'll make it up to Tulsa by the next drop. But if we don't, I might have somebody that you can talk to about Tulsa pizzas. We'll see. We'll see how
that
works.
Oh, we need a Tulsa pizza guy.
Yeah, we haven't needed a Tulsa
tour
pizza guy. I mean, you kind of are, but you know, somebody who's there a little bit more. We'll see about that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, check us out. Pizza Bout is on the Substack on the Food Dude feed. Find us on Facebook. You'll find us on Instagram.
All the
places. It's about the Pizza Bout. So. Rob, thanks
for dropping
by.
It's about the pizza love, Dave.
It is. It's about the pizza about the love.
And I'm so glad to see you catching that bug. It's not all about tacos and burgers and steaks, Dave.
Easy. Easy. Thanks for dropping by, man. We'll be seeing you again real soon.
Thanks, sir.
The Food Dude and Friends is produced in partnership with KOSU Radio. Food Dude and Friends is brought to you by Visit OKC. Inviting you to experience the energy, excitement, and welcoming spirit of Oklahoma City. Learn more at visitokc.com.